And we're now joined by Steve Tiernan, the head coach of the Osborne track and field teams, getting set for the state track and field championships at Cessna Stadium. Coach, plenty of athletes that will be competing over the next 2 days there in Wichita, and you had a lot. I know you're talking about relays, and boy, you got a lot of relays that are going to be competing here this week at state, and just field and track more distance than the shorter ones, it looks like. But just overall, how do you feel about the way the kids performed at regionals and what they look like as they head to state here the next couple days?
As far as regional went, I thought that's kind of how I thought it would go. I mean, we kind of penciled it out, of course, beforehand and said, if you this, then this could happen and blah, blah, blah. But for the most part, everybody did as good or better than what they've done all season. And that's kind of, I mean, that's the meet that you want to peek at for sure is the regional meet. And for the most part, we got that done. So that went really, really well.
Again, just kind of looking at how you stack up maybe with some of the I remember talking with you last week. You're like, you just seem to be right there and being in the right spot with relays. I know some of that might change a little bit once you get down to the state competition. But as that goes and helps out with your team standings, how do you feel your girls and boys stack up with the field here in Class 1A?
Oh, I mean, on paper, probably not all that well. But, mm-hmm. I've been to state track meet enough that strange things happen. And, I mean, all it takes is a break here and there. Somebody drop a baton or get DQ'd or something. Hopefully not us. But so who knows there. But, yeah, on paper, we don't look overly good. I think the girls, the way I have figured, would have 26 points, and the boys would have, like, 15 points if you went by paper. So mm-hmm. Thank goodness they don't go just by paper. So we'll go down and compete and see where we end up.
Obviously a chance, for some PRs that could change some of those type of things if you go out and perform. I know Grace Williams finished second last year in the shot put for you. Gracie Reiner's been real good in the throws this year. Speak a little bit about the way they've been throwing here and the improvements that really Gracie's made throughout the season as well.
Gracie's one that's she's always been there. I mean, every year she's been in high school, she's been there in the finals of the javelin. I mean, there was one year I think she was sitting second going into the last throw and ended up like fourth or something, or like the last three throwers ended up fourth. But she's always been right there, and this year I would say probably more than any other year. I mean, she just improved as the year's gone along. Her shoulder's fine, so last year we kind of had to pick and choose when she threw, but this year things have gone well, and I mean, it showed. She's just gotten better. Grace Williams, she started out really well, and then for anybody listening that wants to take heed of this, went to a basketball tournament the next weekend, and I'm not picking on Grace, I'm just saying. Sprained her ankle and just has not quite been the same since then. But like I said, the first meet, she threw almost 39 feet farther than she's ever thrown, and that's just kind of set her back. But I think slowly but surely she is coming back, and hopefully she can pop one out there this weekend.
When you take your kids to state, what's the biggest thing that you tell them about this weekend? I know you want to go out and compete and perform well, but what do you hope they take away from it?
Oh, as much as anything, just enjoy it. It is the biggest high school track meet in the United States, actually. We're the only ones that have 1 through 6A together. So, I mean, it's a packed stadium, and it's fun. You don't get that opportunity very often. And then to kind of take the pressure off a little bit, I just say, regardless of how good or poorly you do, you're done. I mean, that's it. There's no more moving on. The big one was last week. Man, that's when I would always get nervous for as an athlete as well as a coach, is just let's get there. And then we get there, see what happens. But just, I mean, they've prepared. You're not going to get a lot better this week, but you could get worse this week. So we kind of focused on that. And just hopefully things come together and they enjoy the experience and do well.
Steve Tiernan, coach of the Osborne track and field teams. Coach, we thank you for the time and best of luck to the athletes down at state this weekend.
All right.